Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, which you've just tuned into. We're broadcasting from the Free Zones. God bless all of you out there in the listening audience within reach of our terrestrial stations, 96.5 FM and the AM dial at 630 kilohertz. And our live listening audience, especially those of you in occupied territory behind the wire. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. And so I don't know if we have anything about Trump necessarily, but
we'll make something up.
But it still is the day, and it's still, we're still going to honor him and everything that he did for the nation while he was seated. So right. That's just how it's going to be.
Well, that's all right. Well, he's the rightful president. So, yeah, we're going to stick to that.
That's right.
There's more and more of these elections they're coming undone.
Yes, they are.
They're finding more and more irregularities. I've got several of these stories. Hopefully, we'll be able to get to them.
Yep, me too.
But again, I'm seeing other people ask the question that I raised, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, about a month ago. I said, what happens if... Because, you know, now this in Michigan, they're calling for decertifying the election because of how much illegal activity they've encountered. The Arizona report is about ready to be released. Pennsylvania and Georgia, my goodness, a lot of stuff's happening there already, and they haven't even really began a formal audit. So what happens? What happens if they decertify an election in one precinct or one area? Another county, they decertify theirs, and it gets to the point where they decertify elections that would have, well, I think what happened, it doesn't mean Trump gets in. I think to decertify election means they have to redo an election.
Right.
And that's my understanding of it. So then what happens if they redo these elections and they're going to drag it out, the Democrats, communists are going to fight it tooth and nail. And
well,
let them
throw all the hissy fits they want.
That's
because,
fine.
You know, we're going to find the evidence.
Right. But that's, I mean, I'm not even addressing what their hissy fits. I'm saying, wow, what happens if they run new elections and it goes to Trump?
Right.
This is historical. It's unprecedented. It's really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The results, the truth is the truth. And
yeah.
What do you do when the truth comes out? You have to fix it, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of, oh, well, now we're comfortable with old Biden coup over here. That's not how it's going to be.
Right.
The truth is the truth, and it has a way of revealing itself, you know? I would just have to have everybody pray. Everyone pray. Keep praying that the truth be revealed. And that not only that, but once it's revealed that the perpetrators of these crimes against this nation are prosecuted.
Absolutely. I suspect, though, I mean, because the deep state is so, they will go to no end to hold on to the power, their perceived power, the power that the people perceive that they have now, that I think that's when they would flip a switch. I think the imminent cyber attack, the World Economic Forum is talking about, or the war that China says they must carry out against the United States. I think they would go all the way for the goal line.
Well, at that point, it would be legal for Trump to command our military, and at that point. That's where all the Americans would fall in line behind him, behind the military, and bring it. You know what? I mean, seriously, this is our nation. This is none of their nations. I mean, we do not belong to the communists. Let them throw whatever kind of fight they want because once we've determined our leader, legitimately they were going to stand behind him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. There's so, a lot of people ready to do that. I mean, you know, it's this one, I think he's a lieutenant governor in North Carolina, was giving a speech, and he was saying,
"Oh, that was outstanding.
That was awesome."
Yeah.
And kind of turns the whole argument, the whole racist Republican thing on its head. I mean, this guy's, you know, he's a black guy, probably.
I was like, oh, he's
300
massive.
Pounds. He looks like
a front linebacker.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like a lineman for, you know, the Detroit Lions or something. He's just like massive. But he's saying, hey, you know, don't back down. Don't apologize. This is our country. We are morally in the right to stand against this insanity, to stand against all these American, anti-American, this whole anti-American agenda. No matter what they do to, and I'm paraphrasing here, whatever they do to demonize you or to make you out to be some extremist, don't listen,
because we come from good stock.
That's right. We are absolutely morally right to stand for Americanism and the Republic and the rule of law. And also, I mean, you know, you go to just war theory. When is it justified to go to war and actually fight for your country? At some point, you know, two things are, you know, two forces are against each other. So anyway, well, we've got a lot more to get to. Great thoughts here and
we'll observations.
Oh, yeah, we're going to carry on. Well, this is good Thrasher Commie Thursday content.
I know it.
Maybe we'll play part of that speech.
That's kind of what Trump Tuesday is about anyway. You know, I mean, we have him. He's legal. And when he was in office before this last hoax of an election, he was doing everything for the American people. And so, you know, and what does that mean? That means you're thrashing communists while you're supporting America. So.
America First policy is thrashing communists.
Yep, exactly.
And their agenda. Absolutely.
Yep.
So, all right, well, let's get to the word of the day. Excited to find out what we have in store for us.
It's so awesome. I just love this one. The word of the day comes to us for Trump Tuesday from Psalm 91, verses 4 through 7, which read, "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you." And that's the end of that. It's just, that is so wonderful. That is,
put that scripture out one more time.
Repeat it?
No. I mean the scripture, the address.
Okay. I was going to say the whole thing. Okay. So that is Psalm 91, verses 4 through 7.
Now, the reason why is because Psalm 91, 4 through 7, I was thinking it was 1 through 5 as you're reading it, but that whole 1 through 7 is one of my all-time favorite scriptures, Psalm 91. It is so powerful. This is worth typing up, printing out, hanging on the wall, and looking at as a reminder every day.
Yeah, memorizing this, because this is what happens when you are in his favor, when you are doing his will. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. I mean, there we have it. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
Yes.
And there's nothing for you to be afraid of. You're being protected by God. And I love where it says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. And I was thinking, wow, that's exactly like how he protected David, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And what's also cool is the opposite of that, because I've read other scriptures where God is mad at whomever. And in a couple different places in the Bible, he describes that, like in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 12, and, verse 17, it says, 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one, at the threat of five you shall flee, till you are left as a pole on top of a mountain and as a banner on a hill. Now that's what happens to you when you're outside of his graces because you have failed to trust in him.
Right.
And so, I just think that's really, really an interesting contrast, what happens when he's your shield and buckler, you know? And so,
yep.
So what is also interesting is all of this follows all the topics that I wanted to hit today. It's all exactly in line with all of that.
Yeah.
and just like you were describing, like you were just saying, everything that you're saying is actually leading into this, the word of the day and how it all ties in with mine. And you didn't even know that.
No. Well, as you're reading this particular scripture that the Lord brought to you, it's just amazing because it really kind of reinforces that speech that we were talking about with that lieutenant governor,
right,
about standing firm because we are in the right. We are morally right.
That's right.
In this. And we're morally right to stand up. We can stand up boldly, fearlessly, against this lying, conniving, scheming, anti-American, anti-God regime.
That's right.
And that's really what they are. This is a battle between good and evil. This is light against dark. This is Christ against not Christ.
Right.
Like I mentioned on my show Sunday night, Jesus said, either you are with me or you are against me.
Right.
And it's very clear now. I mean, it takes very little discernment.
Right.
To look, all you have to do is open your eyes and see who's against Christ and who's with him.
Yep.
And who is with Christ and who is with America and who is against it. It's the same people.
Exactly.
So everything they push, everything they try to advance, we need to stand boldly against. And I think we're doing that. I think people are doing that. They're becoming emboldened. I know there are people that are they're nervous, they're scared about what happened on January 6th and the machine coming after them, right? I personally know of several people who were at the Capitol on January 6th, and they're concerned. They're looking over their shoulder. Am I going to get snatched up for being, you know, part of this insurrection, as they call it? Which is bunk, really. What it was is it was anger response to an illegal coup.
Right.
You know, it wasn't the day, January 6th, the day of the riots. It's that January 6th, the day that the coup was affirmed.
Yeah, right.
And patriots have every right to be angry about that.
Yep, absolutely. And so I can kind of see this starting to unravel for them in a very big way. It's just starting.
Well, there's so much infighting right now among the left, so.
And that's what I'm planning to cover. Should I just go right ahead and cover what I was going to cover, or do you want to take a break first?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break because okay. That's awesome.
That's
we're
exactly
on the same
where,
track.
That's what I'm just telling you. I'm like, see, you have no idea. You're already, you're
awesome.
Like, we didn't coordinate ahead of time at
no,
all.
No, this is one of those mornings where I'm, you know.
Well, we almost never do. We kind of just do our own research and show up together. And
it isn't
just,
that cool? Kind of
yeah,
cool to see how it
just
happens.
Meshes it just, together.
Yep. I like it.
I do too. It's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear what you've got. And we're going to tie it all together on the other side. But we'll close out segment one here, which is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. To give you the home field advantage at your home or your place of business or your vehicles, where you operate on a day-to-day basis with professional, experienced training to really help you dial in, that make it tactically sound environment for you. And they just great, great folks. But the website is strategicself-defense.com. And we'll be back right after this.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Samuel Adams said, "If you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contests of freedom, depart from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you are our countrymen." These bold words were a scathing rebuke against his fellow countrymen, who preferred to let tyranny prevail for a few handouts from the crown. I echo Mr. Adams' timeless sentiments. Sadly, today, we are once again surrounded by fellow countrymen who have lost their will to continue in the contest of freedom and have determined to become slaves for the tranquil lives they hold more dear than the liberty they've squandered. And as an American, I struggle to call them my countrymen. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
From the break, thanks for sticking around with us, guys, and all of you who just tuned in late, welcome. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Going into segment two, and segment two is brought to us by Katie Armour. That's C-A-T-I. Come and take it. KatieArmour.com is the website for serious body armor for serious times. These are serious times. Get armored up. Not just the full armor of God, but then also, which stops fiery darts, also the physical armor that stops bullets. So good stuff. Yep. You got to cover both, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially today.
Yeah. So once again, Lady Liberty and I are just like finally tuned right in with each other on the same frame of mind or the same thought processes.
And yep.
So this is kind of cool. Okay. So you've got, we're talking, or just before the break, about how the left is kind of imploding and turning in on itself.
Right. Well, and so, yeah, so I had pulled together several different articles where we've got all sorts of unraveling starting to happen, which is fantastic to see because, for example, one article that I came across is titled, "NATO toughens stance on Chinese regime, says Beijing presents systemic challenge." And so, and then over here on the G7 summit, we have a statement from them saying the G7 rebukes Chinese regime over human rights and demands, various different things for COVID-19 vaccines and right. whatnot. And so what I find extremely appealing about that, those two things right there, is that here we've got the United Nations saying, hey, wait a minute, China's actually circumventing us. They're taking the lead when we are supposed to be the rulers of the world, not them.
Right.
And China keeps they're blowing the UN out of the water right now with all of that Belt and Roads Initiative that they have set up, and they have claimed all the strategic spots all over the world, basically,
right.
through all of these, through all these massive debts that these countries can't possibly repay. And that's part of their strategy.
Yep.
And so now the UN is finally just waking up going, oh my gosh, they've got one up on us. They have actually placed somebody in all of our most prominent agencies that's the head of them.
Right.
You know, the Human Rights Agency, for example. You know, you've got a Chinaman at the head of that. And everybody's like, are you kidding?
I know.
And so they've been very, very clever in their strategy in placing everything exactly where they need it so they can circumvent even the United Nations.
Yes.
And so now they're finally getting a clue. They're going, uh-oh. We're in big trouble. And so then we've also got, like you were mentioning, we've got massive infighting starting with not just BLM, but between BLM and Antifa.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting there going, this is also beneficial to us. You know,
absolutely.
Let our enemies start turning in on themselves and fighting right. each other. So on a global scale, we've got China able to suddenly throw the United Nations off kilter, and they're just so shocked. And
you knew I was a snake when you picked me up.
Exactly. And so now, of course, with BLM and Antifa turning in on each other and on themselves, it just reminded me of the story from it's Second Chronicles, and I'm just going to read it real quick because this is amazing. This is kind of what God did for His people in Second Chronicles chapter 20. And this story, you all know this story, but I'm just going to read through it. It's just a few verses, and it's the story of Jehoshaphat, or the testimony, not a story. It's a true thing.
It's an account.
Yes. And so it reads, "So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.' Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated.
Right.
For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another."
Right.
And so, I just really, that is what made me think of what's going on today, where all his people did was stand and sing and praise him, and God turned all their enemies in on each other, and they all devoured each other.
Right.
And then they went in and cleaned up all the spoil, and you know, it was amazing how that all worked. And so, in your prayers, I mean, as we see this happening, I would just, as a suggestion, everybody that hears this, pray that continues, that God step in and, you know, more or less be an instigator of the same kind of thing. And so just pray that keeps happening, because it seems to be well on its way.
Well, and the key to that is God's people clinging to him and really
trusting him
and holding firm to him like never before.
Yep.
Because there's, you know, one, you could say, well, one school of thought is America deserves to be, we deserve judgment, you know, things. And Israel was judged because of decisions that the king made, that the government made, that the people didn't make those decisions.
Right.
The king makes a really bad decision and the entire country pays for it, right?
Right.
So in that respect, we're deserving of judgment. The babies that we murder, you know, the sexual perversion that's being advanced, even from the government level, you know, systemic perversion is what it is. But here's the thing. We, as God's people, need to cry out to him, hold to him, and pray for this type of supernatural intervention, because the people that are in the government positions right now do not represent the majority of Americans, the values and the morals of the majority of Americans. You know, Sunday night, I covered in one segment, and here's another one, the American Partisan picked up on it too, this J.R. Nyquist, in an interview, he lays out Russia and China and their plans to attack America. Like I said, they're dividing America up now.
They are.
And he says, China planning to launch an attack on America in a matter of months, ?
Yep.
And of course, from a strategic intelligence analysis, it looks like the probability that is increasing. So, as we, the majority, who are not represented by people that are in power right now, this regime that's in power, and the values that they're purporting are American values, are not. So we need to really pray for the Lord's supernatural intervention, that
those
people's plans are turned in on themselves, that those nations that are planning right now to attack us, we need to prepare for that. We need to prepare for war. I think as Christians, we need to prepare for war. And we need our leadership to be preparing as well, spiritually and otherwise.
That's right.
But we also are hopeful that the Lord will intervene supernaturally and destroy their plans.
Right.
Now, one side of that, the other side of that is that we're rushing headlong toward the end times, that there will be a one world government, one world currency, one world religion, one world military, this, you know, and so we could be approaching that and just let the pieces fall where they may.
That's right.
You know,
right.
But that could be 10 years off still, and we could have a war and recover and another war before that happens.
Right.
You know,
we just want to make sure that we go coasting into heaven, like we've said before, with shield and sword drawn, you know,
yes,
what I mean, on behalf of the Lord, you know,
yeah,
that we didn't just, you know, stay in our house all comfy on our couch watching TV,
right,
you know what I mean? Don't let us be caught like that.
Exactly. And we've seen God's people, in, for example, during the Holocaust with the Jews being rounded up like rabbits, clubbed over the head. And,
yeah,
you know,
pretty much.
You know what? Guess what? That worked for them. That doesn't work for me.
That doesn't work for me
either. That
doesn't
work for Americans. You know, let us go down fighting and not have to, you know, wear our masks or our Jewish stars and turn in all of our guns because, well, it's the law.
Because we've just decided to be cowards, and it's easier to be a coward and to also comply with stupidity. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Just godlessness and absolute utter insanity.
That's just cowardice, I believe.
Yeah. So no, this is, you know, sorry, that doesn't work for American patriots.
No, it doesn't.
American Christian patriots.
Nope.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, all my magazines are loaded. So, there's nothing else to do now. I can't shoot it because I can't replace it. You know, that's where you have to.
Right. In the meantime, we are sharing the gospel and encouraging the brother.
Yeah, advance the kingdom.
Yep.
And, you know, there's things we could do and we should be doing. More reports coming out. We don't even have time to get into about more food shortages. It's just, these are independent sources that just keep confirming each other.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Take that out of the equation.
Yep.
So, but we, I just wish you guys a blessed day. Be safe out there and just be right here with us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. Have a terrific Trump Tuesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.